This year, for the very first time, I started a career as a classroom educator. So it's me and 25 10-year-olds all day, every day. And for those of you who don't know what that feels like, I'll tell you. So there's usually about 10 of them that are just stellar, on task, great, well-behaved, love it, it's awesome. And then there's the other 15. And at any given moment in my classroom, there are like three of them in line with a pencil sharpener, like two spilling something in a corner. We have this one kid that just likes to get on his desk and twerk. And I don't know why, but he does it a lot. And you know, it's just constant chaos, and I love it dearly. We even have one kid who's usually only has one shoe on. We never know where the other shoe is. I digress. I love it. It's chaos, and at times it can be a little bit aggravating. Right? So I'm just trying to mold minds. And they're kids. But when I started this job, I was so excited, and I gave myself this goal of being the best teacher I could be. And I had this idea in my mind of what that looked like. And for me, the ideal teacher is a teacher who is kind and calm and passionate and caring, and just creates this warm, welcoming environment for learning. So one day, we were at the end of a very aggravating math moment for me. I swear I'd given the instructions at least 15 times, and there were still kids who were like, I don't, what? And, you know, it's the little things in a classroom that get to you, like the kid was still twerking in the corner, even though he was supposed to be doing multiplication. And it's just these little things kept piling on, and my aggravation was rising, and I'm walking around the classroom, and I'm like, yes, you're doing it right, no, you're doing it wrong. Like, I could feel myself, I was not being my best teacher. And then in the corner of my eye, I noticed one of our table baskets. So in my classroom, we have these baskets that are on each desk or desk clump. And the whole idea there is that it's for them to organize their stuff. They're full of pencils, they're full of markers, erasers, whatever. And I see this one table basket, and I see a half-eaten chewy granola bar. And that was just the straw in my mouth. All right, team. No math is being done right now. You guys are not on task. I noticed this nasty, disgusting thing happening in this table basket. We are going to take 10 minutes and we're going to clean the classroom. Okay? 15 minutes later, I had said it four more times, and some of them were kind of working on cleaning out their table baskets. And so I said it again, and I get them on task, sort of. And then I'm wandering the classroom, just making sure they're doing their thing, and I get to this one student. We are going to call her Chloe. Okay. And Chloe, you should know like a couple things about Chloe. Chloe has a big attitude. Chloe is 10 years old and adorable, but she can roll her eyes like the best of us. Okay, and so I go over to Chloe's desk and I'm like, I see her. She's like elbow deep in a tube of Pringles, and she's like talking to her neighbor, not doing what I asked whatsoever. And I'm just angry. Like, I can't even say because I'm not in my classroom. I was pissed. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? Why aren't you cleaning? Like, why aren't you cleaning your table basket? It's what I asked you to do. It's not snack time. I need you to be on task. Please, Chloe. She looks up at me, takes her hand out of the Pringles tube, rolls her eyes, and makes this sound. Ugh. And then looks back to her friend and continues her conversation. And I lost it. This table basket, I lifted it up, I flipped it over, and dumped the entire contents on Chloe's desk. Pencils, everything cascading to the ground. I looked at her and through gritted teeth, said, if you're gonna talk to me that way, you don't deserve a table basket. I turned around, and I stomped seething to my desk, right? And as I'm halfway there, I realize that I just blew up at a 10-year-old girl, and I am her teacher, and I'm supposed to be this pillar of calm. And I make it, you know, I'm sitting at my desk, I'm taking some deep breaths, and this shame is just washing over me, and I felt so bad. And I look up and I see Chloe and she's got her head down on her desk and she's kind of convulsing a little and I'm like, holy shit, I just made a 10-year-old cry. I am the worst teacher ever. And it was just despair and shame and just felt like the worst person. And so I walked back over to Chloe and I knelt down by her desk and I rubbed her back and I said, Chloe, I'm so sorry with my behavior just now. But I need you to know that when you treated me with that much disrespect, I felt angry and hurt, and my emotions caused me to do something that I'm not proud of. And I'm so, so sorry. She didn't look up or move really, but she just kind of sniffled, and I could tell that she was calming down. And so I walked away and I gave her space. And then she started cleaning up the mess that I had made. And it was in that moment that I turned that table basket inside out that I realized I'm never going to be this idea of a teacher that I gave myself this outrageous goal of being at the beginning of the school year. And that version of a teacher is not even what is going to teach my students the best. Because really, what is my goal? I'm giving them life skills so that they can become the best humans that they can be in our world. And so I realized that teaching them to apologize, teaching them that having emotions is okay, teaching them that even their teacher makes mistakes, but learning from them is important,